Well, I think we're going to have an increase, definitely this year, over the past couple years, in numbers of ships that we're going to have in town.
Viking Travel President Dave Berg in Petersburg is also the local representative for Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska.
We have two new lines that will be into Petersburg full on this year, American Cruise Lines, which has never been here before. And then we're also going to see some vessels from the Allen Marine branch called American Dream Cruises out of Sitka. And they'll be here with two ships this year, which is going to really increase our numbers.
Berg says the cruise lines have also increased their marketing. Altogether, he estimates as many as 5,200 people will visit Petersburg on tour ships this summer. That's roughly 3,100 more than last summer. He says American Cruise Lines' 220-foot American Spirit carries up to 100 passengers and will make up to 14 stops in town. Allen Marine has two other vessels stopping here.
Allen Marine, we're going to have the American Dream, which is formerly one of the Cruise West boats, at about 145 feet and 66 passengers. They'll be calling down at the float dock by the crane dock, rather than out at Petro Marine. And then they'll also be operating their Alaskan Dream, the 104-foot catamaran that we've seen come in past years. It was last operated by Majestic Cruise Lines a few years back. They were coming in with about 42 passengers aboard.
The company Cruise West had represented the largest share of Petersburg's tour ship traffic before going bankrupt in 2010. That meant a big loss of business for several local vendors who regularly provided visiting ships with food and entertainment. But Petersburg's Heidi Lee is looking forward to business picking up this summer. She heads up the Lykering Dancers, a large troupe of local kids that perform Norwegian dance for visitors.
We're going to be having definitely two new boats a week from Sitka, and they want to do Sundays and Wednesdays. So we're excited about that. And then there's a bigger boat that will be coming in every other Monday and Thursday. So some weeks we'll have four events a week, and there's a few big boats coming through that we'll do for a one-time deal. But still, people are contacting us, and we've got kids excited, and things are rolling.
Along with the new port calls, Petersburg will see another season of regular stops from the National Geographic Lindblad expedition vessels Seabird and Sea Lion, as well as several smaller boats from other companies. There'll also be one visit from The World, which hasn't stopped in Petersburg for several years. That 650-foot cruise ship is too big to dock in town, so it anchors out in deeper water and runs passengers to Petersburg on small boats. Viking Travel's Dave Berg says he's also been getting more calls from independent travelers this year who want them to arrange their Alaskan vacations.
And we find that we're associated with people that are taking upper-end cruises, and so in conjunction with that, they want to go to Denali, and they want to, when they come to Juneau, they want to fly out to the Taku Glacier Lodge, and they want to do the helicopter, you know, dog sledding you know, type excursions and zip lines and stuff with their families. With those people, we also try to get them to come to Petersburg. And we're successful, a large part of the time, to be able to get somebody to do that unless they're really tight on their dates.
In general, Berg expects an increase in independent visitors to Petersburg this summer. That could benefit small businesses like charter operations. According to Petersburg Charter Boat Association President Stan Malcolm, local business has been trending down for a couple of years in the face of stricter halibut limits, some lower king salmon returns, and the nation's economic woes. He expects that to be the case again this summer, though he thinks the recent change to the halibut rules should help a little. Federal managers this year eased the size limit to give guided anglers the opportunity to keep some larger fish than in the past couple of years. Walt Payne, co-owner of Rocky Point Resort just south of Petersburg, agrees that will help, but like Malcolm, he's also expecting another slow season.
We're still down a lot from our previous years. This year seems to be about the same as last. And but you know, the economy is definitely one of the factors, and a few of the fishing issues, of course. But I think the biggest impact was the economy. People just are saving money, you know.
Meanwhile, the local visitor information center has been getting a lot of inquiries about sightseeing charters, according to Chamber of Commerce manager Sally Dwyer.
Well, we seem to be getting more people that are the independents that are specifically targeting our area because we don't have the big cruise ships. and they want to come here and kind of explore and kayak and check out the glaciers and be in the forest.
Dwyer says the center has already had a lot of visitors stop in over the past month, which is kind of unusual for this time of year. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.